Within seconds of King Charles III arriving at Buckingham Palace with the Queen consort came what appeared to be a change in schedule, a walkabout, the King looking relaxed, accepting the welcoming words. And in the background, calls of God save the King. His reign just beginning. Ahead of his arrival, a 96-gun salute, one for each year of the Queen's life, with the UK starting a 10-day period of mourning. Bells tolled, not only in Westminster, but all over the country. Earlier, the mood outside Buckingham Palace was as solemn as it was when the Queen's death was announced. Steady stream of mourners, each with some way of expressing themselves. Others standing still, frozen in thought. Flowers and messages spread out from all over the world. She was known as the grandmother of the nation, but to the people here, they think she was much more than that. In the good times, exuding charm and fun. In the bad times, giving comfort and calm. She was the longest-serving monarch in British history, and with it came a sense of permanence. Wilma Harris feels that way.
I think there really was that whole sense of, oh, she'll, you know, we'll have her forever. And unfortunately, that's not been the case. And I think, yeah, we'll really, really miss her and wish that she could have carried on.
Anita Kapore, an office worker, says she still can't take it in.
We're saying at work, there's not going to be anyone like her, like, ever. Like, no one. She's just such a... She's gone so high in everyone's kind of eyes. I don't think anyone can match it, and it's a massive loss.
And others feel she unified people and calmed them in times of crisis.
I think especially during the pandemic, like, the impact of just a few words from her can just settle the nation in a way that nothing else really can.
At this point, I think everyone here is reflecting the same mood. It's just sadness, but at the same time, gratitude for her service to our country and its people.
In Westminster, MPs gathered to collectively give tributes to the Queen, led by the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss. She'd been appointed by the Queen only 2 days before she died.
Her late Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, was one of the greatest leaders the world has ever known. Yeah. She was the rock on which modern Britain was built. She came to the throne at just 25, in a country that was emerging from the shadow of war. She bequeathed a modern, dynamic nation that has grown and flourished under her reign. The United Kingdom is the great country it is today because of her.
So many memories of an extraordinary woman whose waves from the Buckingham Palace balcony over 7 decades had enthralled the world. Despite her mobility problems, she'd excelled during the Platinum Jubilee celebrations in June. Now the balcony is empty, standing above the grief of a nation. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, London.